Yes, ma'am. It's called Problem Reaction Solution. That's
okay, let's get
David
a response
Icke
from our guest.
Right. Thank you for the question. One of the things I lay out in this book is documentation that the Justice Department has gathered over the last couple of years. And what you see in that is that there has been a documented case of homegrown terrorism, and these are cases involving American citizens with some type of tie to an international terrorist organization every 2 to 3 weeks since about January of 2009. So the numbers are there. People ask me, how many people are there within the United States? I can't tell you that, but I can tell you what these cases are. And you see these cases following a couple of different patterns. One, these are American citizens who have traveled overseas, for example, to Pakistan or to Yemen to get training. Perhaps one of the most famous cases is the Times Square bomber Faisal Shahzad. This was a young man who traveled to Pakistan. He got his training from the Taliban. He came back to the United States. He drove an SUV into Times Square, and he thought he had a viable explosive device. And many counterterrorism officials will say to you that they actually believe that was a successful attack against the United States. The only thing that sort of saved us in that situation was the fact that the bomb did not detonate. And then there are other cases where you see people launch these attacks, but they haven't had training overseas. They are sort of kind of do-it-yourself operations at home. In some of these cases, we've intercepted them or disrupted them through FBI sting operations, like the case last year, the young man who tried to detonate a car bomb at a Christmas tree lighting ceremony. And then you have Fort Hood, where, in my opinion, it's not an accident that you had this email relationship between the alleged shooter, Major Nadal Hassan, and Anwar al-Awlaki. In a lot of ways, Anwar al-Awlaki is like the Dear Abby of the jihadist world. When people have problems or questions about their faith or their motivations, they go to him and they try and seek the answers.